No, listen. You said don't talk about the trial of your faith. When in those, a mass more explained it to us in one movie, one video I watched. He said that when you take a Roman sword, all right, after making the sword, the double-edged Roman sword, the professionals, the master craftsmen, after they've tested it, made sure he can withstand all the blows in the center of battle. There's a stamp they used to put on it. You know, if you buy equipment, they say tested, okay. Those days in Greek, it was what? Tempted. You know, that's why Paul used to say that you have to rejoice, you know, in the midst of trials, afflictions, and temptations. So what God does is test our spirits, all right, train them, and then tempt them, put a stamp, this one is good, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Are you getting my point? So now, this is why I'm saying that. Now, so having understood that, I look at life sometimes. They say, you know, China man makes things so cheap. My friend of ours was in our house yesterday, and we're discussing, he just came from China. China man makes things so cheap, you can't make it cheaper than them. You know, we're discussing all those things. They are the current imaginations that we have believed. Are you getting my point? If God wants to make Nigerians make it cheaper, it's not hard. And that's what I'm going to go to next. What he needs is time and a willing heart to persuade somebody it can be done. Do you follow my point? Once the person has done it, believed it, then God begins to show him ways by which it can be done. Then when he has done it, the whole of the earth will say, now, wow, we did not know it could be done. Now it can be done. Now we know nobody can make it cheaper than Nigerians. Go and look at these people. They'll go and teach a Cameroonian. That is the ways of God. When he said they're unsearchable, that is, you can't finish understanding them. As you are contemplating one, he opens another. Are you getting my point? Why did I say all of this? Is to let you know that literally, to him that believes, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Nothing. Because the Spirit of God will give him a wisdom with which he will do what people said could never be done. Now listen, that is the assignment of Christianity. Look, let me tell you something. Whew, so many things to say. I hope you are following me. I hope you are following me. Alright? Now, let me tell you something about Christianity again. Now, we have said this. We talked about this a few weeks ago, and then on radio also. And that's about the aim of Christianity. Paul said that there is a goal I am going for. Are you getting my point? Now, let me use my own words now. Add many things together. This is what Christianity is. Talk about this creation thing. God wants to bring each person to a position in life where he will be able to receive the wisdom to create anything that God lays in his heart. Do you follow my point? Let me tell you something. I want to give myself an example. Hear it now. You will know it very well. That I said it when it finally happens. I have said, for now, other things can happen, right? For now, the vision I have for ministry in this world is that one day, for now, I believe it will be in Enugu. That might change. I don't know. That we are going to have, that's Kingdom World Ministries. We have a place called Kingdom World Media Center. If you value it in Naira, it will be worth billions and billions of Naira. Are you getting my point? For what purpose? Number one, to maintain an international TV channel that 24 hours a day, you can be watching sound doctrine taught 24 hours a day. That every time I'm doing a seminar, it will be streamed live. Are you getting what I'm going to say? That is live. Anybody who just announced it, the seminar is starting 8 p.m. GMT. It's not so late. From all over the world, just log on if you have a broadband internet and start watching it live. You don't have to come if you can't. That from there, shortwave will go out. You get what I'm saying? Shortwave will go out. What else? Gospel FM. You know what Cosmo would they use now? The idea is that from there, of course, if it is books, they are coming out in tens of thousands on a daily basis. New books, old books. It will expand to a level that is not just only Pastor Bank you'll be hearing from there. Are you getting my point? I mean, it's not my job to dominate the earth. I'm a teacher. The Bible says you can have many teachers. Amen? It's true, you can have many teachers. That's why I always encourage. If anybody tells that he's the only one who can teach, know already that he has learned nothing. Then what is he going to teach? Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. So it will, but the point I'm making is that, see, if you, what I have described, it will cost plenty of money to build and plenty of money to run. So where are you starting from? At least this is what I'm talking about. Periodically, I see things and then I'm modifying the vision. Before, because I had only been around in Nigeria and seen beautiful buildings in Nigeria, I was asking myself, how can buildings, how would a building be like this? And then, you know? Then when I went to Houston, I saw buildings. I said, good, Kingdom World Media Center will look like that. Now, you are getting 100. Then I began to see how beautiful things could be. I read Donald Trump's book, and it'll tell you how he changes the value of a hotel just by changing what the front looks like. The rooms have not changed. I say it's important, this will look good. Are you getting my point? Each time you brood, now I started from a point, it will be done, not it can be done. It what? Will be done. Because of that, each time I go out, God gives me ideas on what should be done. Are you getting my point? That is why day one I will say, let there be land, and there was land. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then let there be a fantastic architectural design. And then time will pass and that one will appear. It will be going one step after the other. Each point, God will give me a wisdom. This is the interesting part. When we are finished, people will now write books on the building and maintenance of an international gospel media center. You are following the point I'm making? And people will ask, this is where foolishness is. He said, behold, I, the Lord, I do a new thing. Everybody after that want to copy everything that Pastor Banky and Kingdom World did. God said, there are more things in my, you know, in my drawer, in my storehouses that I haven't brought out. And if only you will dare to be yourself, you will see what I will create through you on the earth. Do you follow my point? One of the things you will say to me that will make me feel saddest most is to tell me I'm copying somebody. Number one, I don't. I have, like I said, I've had many teachers. Didn't copy from nobody. I just knew that I'm a teacher. I'm not a rabble rouser. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get up, shout, jump. That is not banking. No, really. People who listen to me are usually very stiff, like you, all of you like this. Now you see, we are sitting down straight. There are preachers who can't stand it. They will make you stand up, punch somebody in the nose, just do something. Now, what am I going to explain? I have come to understand that there is something, look, there are things that God has kept hidden that if you can believe, he will begin to give you the wisdom. Do you understand my point? And then when you now begin to speak according to the wisdom that he has given you, then power is what? Released. It says, seek from the book of the law and read. It said, none of this will fail, neither will any want her mate. Not because it is natural for them to be there. He said, but because the mouth of the Lord has spoken, therefore his spirit has gone out and has what? Gathered them. That's what I mean by power. But you see, you can't speak effectively. Let me end with that. Now, you can't begin to speak about them, like I said, until what? You are fully persuaded. And this is the issue. What persuades you is not mental effort. It is the spirit of faith that is inside your heart. Now, I'm not going to start talking about that today. All right? Is the spirit of faith that is inside your heart. Are you getting my point? That is what persuades you using the promises of God. Now, God takes the promise and time. Now, those two things are very important. 25 years it took God to give Isaac to Abraham. It was because it took 25 years to fully persuade him concerning the coming of Isaac. There was some time ago, I read, of course, we have read the story about the widow. That Elisha used to stop in her house, pass by her door and stop to eat. And he spoke to, she was not a widow, sorry, the woman. And spoke to the husband and said, please, let's make a house. All right? That was a Shunem, right? All right. His aunt said, look, let's make a house. Remember the story? And then he now asked Gehazi, what can we do for this woman for all these good things she's been doing? And then he said, I perceive that right now she doesn't have a child. And her husband is old. That's what Gehazi told Elisha. All right? And then Elisha called the woman. And said, by this time next year, you will embrace a son. And what the woman said? Don't lie to me, man of God. Did she give birth to a child? What happened to the child? He died. That's what I want to understand. She gave birth to a child. Then the child, what? Died. This is where I understand it. Sometimes the word of God is so powerful, it just has to come to pass despite you. But you can't hold it. You can't sustain it except you are persuaded. Elijah looked. This day, 2 measures of fine flour for a shekel. That's by next day. Abba, pastor, you don't begin smoke. The guy, oh no, no. I know how it grieves a man of God's heart when you respond to him like that. The guy said, it will happen, but you won't hold it. He saw it, but God said, no, you won't eat it. No, you won't eat it. That's how people shout nonsense, nonsense about the country. Listen, we have prophesied enough. And I know it will happen according to what we have said. Are you getting my point? Unfortunately, if you are still laughing at those of us who supposedly are blind, then when vision comes, you will go blind. He said, you will not see when good comes. That's not what he says. When good will not appear, then you will not go blind. Listen, God, I will share some things that are not related with us, to us, that I'll make teaching for a few minutes when I finish this, so that you'll be afraid of God. Yes. Because God's word, like we say, it will still come to pass. There's nothing. There are too many of us alive and believing for it not to come to pass. I was sharing with a friend yesterday. I said, "Do you now?" I'm digressing now, and I don't care. All right, I don't care anymore. I told him, I said, "Do you know the first person that tried to kill Moses after God commissioned him to ministry? Who can tell me?" After God commissioned Moses into ministry, he said, "Go and deliver the children of Israel." Who was the first person that tried to kill Moses? Who? Not Pharaoh. It was God himself, thank you. Pharaoh said, all right, fine. He went home. And then one night, God appeared with a sword in his hand. He said, where is he? Zipporah said, who? Moses, your husband. What do you concern the sword? I won't kill him. Ah, you say I should go and deliver. He said, just watch me. I will kill him and I'll still deliver them. It will just take a longer time. And when God went after Moses, Zipporah said, okay, thank you. I understand. He quickly took their first son, circumcised him, and God said, God save you. Put his sword back and walk out. I told my friend yesterday, I said, God was the first person that tried to kill Moses. He said, why? Because he did not circumcise his son, which means he did not believe the gospel that he preached to him. God is very funny. He commissioned him, go and deliver. He said, but you want to deliver. Fine, go. They now went and said, well, there are two sides to me. This is the side that puts people in order. What am I going to say? When things are happening every day. I told my friend yesterday, we were discussing. I said, I refuse to be carried away. I refuse to be distracted from my ministry. I said, because I understand that the same person who commissioned Moses was the one who tried to kill him. After you have shouted and shouted and shouted, you insult God so much, he kills you. I don't know where I get my point. That's how it is with the promise of God. God tells you something, tells you one thing, you don't hear, you don't believe, you are just walking with sense knowledge alone. Then God comes and what? And I'm telling, let me leave that out. It's a distraction. But no, that thing is very, look, it's a terrible thing, the Bible says, to fall into the hand of the living God. If you're a child of God, this is my own personal, and I think I'm talking to myself and my wife, all right? No, really. If God had trained you over years, especially as a minister, that's the one that concerns me. And you let all this joke that people do in town these days, trying to get money, do this, become famous, he has ministry, you let it carry you away, you're about to make your wife a widow. That's not part of our message. I don't know why I'm preaching it. Somebody must be asking me questions in his heart. Sorry, I'm disjointing the things I'm saying. Let me sit on my message, I beg. I said I didn't care about distraction. I think I really care. Let me end my message properly. But what I'm trying to explain, actually, is that with God, his promise, I said at the beginning that I want to say something about being fully persuaded, okay, and what? The promise of God. And I said that this is the center of Christianity, that you will get to a point of that full persuasion that everything that God wants to do through you will come out of you naturally. That is, you describe something great, and people say, it can't be done. But to you, you can't see why it can't be done. It is so clear, you have the wisdom of how to do it. I don't know whether you get my point. You already have the idea of how to do it. Now, the ideas can fail occasionally. That is why occasionally you look and say it is not good. Therefore, you make a helpmate for that one that was not good. Are you getting my point? But you know you are going there. Now, let me explain something. That's actually why I began to go that way. Christianity is not funfair. It's not play-play. It's not Sunday, oh, it's going to be an exciting Sunday tomorrow. Oh, what happened? Ah, man, that guy can jam. Man, the guy jammed so much. We danced and danced and danced and danced and danced. When you finish dancing and reporting the dance, you sit, settle down. He said, hey, so what's going to happen? He said, this country is a useless country. Let me just tell you, the Nigeria is without form and void, and darkness is upon the surface of the deep. Therefore, let's just get out. So all your dancing yesterday, what was it for? It has not strengthened your heart in any measure to believe God more than you believed in the day before. Then you have danced in vain. You have danced in the flesh. You are of all men most miserable with your dance. Do you follow my point? Listen, for me, that's how I take church. Oh God, don't let me get distracted again. That's how I take church. I take it seriously that, listen, one or two things must be happening. I'm either building up somebody's face or somebody's building up my face. I won't come to any place to come and play with anybody. Who want to play? We'll go to Premier Club, you know. Yeah, Enugu Sports Club. There are places to drink beer and play. You get my point? I mean, you go to one Gulda viewing room when they are playing a UEFA Cup and sit down and watch a 72-inch plasma TV. Hey, Ronaldo, drink your Gulda. There's nothing wrong with it. It's periodic. Just to do it often. But once you enter the presence of God, play, don't finish you. Because the earth, you know, I was listening to Pastor David Ogbeni, all right, on TV, on radio, 2 days ago. It was a pity I had to come down. I went somewhere. I was listening in the radio in my car, all right. But it really pained me because I couldn't hear everything. Two of them were talking. I don't know the name of the other guy, but it's a member of a friend of his. And they were talking about change, you know, how foreign countries are good and Nigeria can become like that once people reorient their minds. Are you getting my point? And it pained me that I had to come down. I was driving while I was listening and I had to come down somewhere so I couldn't continue listening. But as they were speaking and speaking, there was something that the pastor was saying about the importance of telling people the truth about the word of God, you know? That's changing their hearts, changing their attitudes about things. You know, as he was talking, I received commission again from God. You know, good enough, God has given us 1 hour to talk anything we want to talk on radio now. 30 minutes twice a week, 8:30 on Monday, 7:30 on Thursday. I told myself, I've eaten more fire than I've ever eaten before in my life. No, my own is that, why I'm saying so? Because I realized that nothing is going to change. Listen, I want to say this is not a joke. Nothing is going to change until Banky talks. Now, I don't mean people talk. I don't know whether you hear what I said. I'm not saying until preachers begin to talk or people begin to talk. I have realized that nothing is changing until Banky talks. And I have a message first for Eastern Nigeria, then the rest of Nigeria. No, really. And what am I preaching now? This is what I'm going to explain. Because as the word goes out, It's persuading people to stop doing the works, all right, that pushes us backwards. This is the power of a strong spirit. Let me tell you, please, children of God, I'm talking about creative ability. God does not use everybody to create anything. But occasionally, he builds up strength into you 1, 2, 3 people who allow him to do it. And the strength of their spirit will deliver a whole nation. When they left Egypt, only Moses believed. Aaron, I don't know why God chose that fellow. Only him understands. That guy was a stark unbeliever. Miriam, not that here nor there. Fide is small. Just walk with Moses. Joshua and Caleb were trained on the way, in my opinion. Only one person believed. Okay, maybe Miriam believes more. Then when Moses doesn't show up for 2 days, they said, Aaron, build the calf. He said, which one do you want? Antelope or... He said, just say it's a calf. All right. You will not get anything for here. We will give you offering. You are a priest. You are used to offering. They dumped it on him. Then Moses said, what have you done? He said, it's not me. It is them. They brought their earrings and put it inside the fire. Then by process of change, this calf walked out. That's what he said. He said the calf came out. Why God chose him as high priest? Only him understands. But I think that was why I chose him as high priest. I don't want your opinion. Whatever I tell you to do. Yes, sir. Don't even understand my ways. That's why he will say to Aaron and to his children, thus he will bless. Aaron did not even know how to bless people. Moses will say, Aaron, come. He said, yes. Say, the Lord bless thee. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord keep thee. Top his countenance upon you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. So, repeat it again. He says it. Anytime somebody says, bless me, sir, just recite it. You know what God told him? You will be God to Aaron. What am I going to say? Only Moses believed. Only Moses. The rest were crying. Didn't believe Jack. They were what? Crying. Once they brought them out, they said, hey! Then they said, why did you bring us out? They didn't believe anything. Joshua and Caleb, I believe that along the way, God taught them, trained them. Not be them. It was Moses alone. Do you know? That was why Moses died. You don't know. Finally, no, that was, no. What I want to say is not a joke. I mean, literally, God knows I'm saying it with all persuasion. That was why he died. He carried these people who didn't believe anything. The day God said, let me kill them. He said, no, no, no. God said, this guy. Okay. No, what actually happened? Spiritual things work like mathematics. There are different ways of calculating and reaching the same end result. God said, I was going to kill them. You said, kill me first. All right. Be it unto you according to your faith. Then finally, one day, they died and Moses still died. Why did Moses not enter the promised land? One simple reason. The rest of the nation of Israel. Period. He personally carried them. At the time it was so heavy, he begged God, please, I need help. God now took off his spirit. To tell you, it was his spirit that was carrying them and put it on 70 other people. Are you getting my point? There's a principle I'm trying to bring out. In the same manner till today, he said, when will the whole of the nation change? The whole nation does not just change. One person, two people, a few people make them change. Usually those people, they lose a lot in the process. No, they do. They do. You suck. You don't get, I told that most of our gospel, they're not balanced. They are gospel for children. No, believe me, they are gospels for children. Paul said, I feel in my body, in my flesh, that which is lacking in the suffering of Christ. Do you know that? So get some Christ suffering, which Jesus not to finish. He reserves us for people like us. He reserves our people like us. And you must suffer it with joy. All this whining and grumbling, they took ordinary light. There should be a day you tell yourself, Father, to tell you that I won't grumble again. When they take this light in the midst of this heat, I will not fan myself. I won't put on generator. I will lie on this floor and suffer till morning. I'm telling you, it sounds funny. You should do something once in a while. But you have generator. No, no generator. You will lie down in the darkness. Abraham's blessings are mine. Say, find yourself. I told the Lord, I'm not going to find myself. You will fall asleep inside the sweat and wake up in the morning. When you wake up next, you won't grumble again. Then God will bless you one day abundantly. All those times of heat, when you could have gone to where there's plenty of Nepa that does not fail, it's called sufferings of Christ. And glories always follow. What am I going to explain? It's spirits that have been developed. Are you getting my point? That will stand up one day and influence the whole nation. One man will stand up and influence a whole nation. Believe me, corruption can vanish from Nigeria in a year. That they will say when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream. It can happen. Idiagbo and Buhari rode for a few weeks. We learned to queue up sharp, sharp. You know that? You get to a bus station, you line up. Lagosians that couldn't see express and not cross it just for the fun of it, they saw express and went the other way.
I'm telling him.
He said, war against this indiscipline. It was what? War. Do you know Mahatma Gandhi alone taught India. Alone. I remember one thing he said once when he was on one of his fasts to stop a war that was going on between the Muslims and the Hindus. Is it the Hindus, right? Yes. So one of his men came to see him. Okay, eat now. He said, no. He looked at the man and said, you are very fat. I think you should join me in my fast. The guy said, if I fast, nobody notices. But you, one day you don't fast, the whole world will notice. I said, this man has just told the truth. Don't join him in the fast, it won't work. Because he said, look, Mahatma Gandhi is not eating because we are fighting. Everybody stopped fighting. It's not just they were pitying him. It was the spirit the man was throwing into the air. They had to reconcile. The other man didn't have it. He told him simply, okay, if I fast, I'll just die for nothing. I'm just now to explain the power of strong spirits. And let me leave that with you as a child of God. That's what God has called you to be, a strong spirit. Not in terms of this whining and complaining and everything about the gospel must please you. It's just the one that pleases me. Any man that has not been tried, you have not lost something for the gospel, your spirit has not been built. Are you getting my point? Think it's a joke to be a prince and then become a shepherd. 40 years in the wilderness until you start stammering. You know, before I was a confident man, a prince of Egypt. The next time they say, will you go to Egypt? Stop him. That's 40 years of pounding, of suffering. It's the meekest man on the earth. This is not a joke. You just wake up in the morning. I was born meek. Except you have brain damage. Nobody's born meek. Some of these quiet people are very, very, very wicked. No, all these quiet people. Very, very stubborn. So no, all these quiet people, they're not the born person, born meekness. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's training. When you stay in the wilderness 40 years, you will learn meekness through the things that you suffer if you have the right spirit. That's what happened to Moses. Next time they came, he was ready. Look, the man had given his life for sheep. Son, don't beat on the head. Look, he has realized that in this life, there's nothing worth living for apart from affecting your generation and being a blessing to other people. God said, oh, the meekest man on the whole earth. Think that is not, when he was in it, is he meek man that kills people for quarreling? When he was in Egypt, he wasn't meek nothing. Oh God, I beg. Let me end this message so that you can go home. But I hope you have gotten the point I'm making. It's when God has built up your spirit, I'm telling you, that you become a creator for God. Listen, that's what Christianity is. That's why you must stop whining and complaining. He said he was going to marry me, didn't marry me again. So, you won't. That's all, marriage. That's all, nothing more than that. He said, yes, sir. He never suffered anything. Wait till they fix the wedding date and just show up that day. Then you know the core is suffering. No, really, we must learn how to handle affliction is crucial for every Christian. Because without the knowledge of that, you can't really walk in a manner pleasing to God. You can't. Whining about everything. Listen, this earth won't change, like I was telling you, until you do what God expects you to do. And I have realized that me as a person, I am crucial to the plan of God for this nation. I know I am. It's not to decorate this place so they can hear me louder. If we increase the volume now, this thing can shout. In fact, look at where the thing is, even the frequency. If we increase this volume, you can't stay here. So why did we buy it? Because next year, from January till December, or maybe from February till December, we are carrying seminars all over the East. Start from Oka, go to Abakaliki, you go to Newu, go to... Not only this, I'm stopping at Agbo. You know why? Because I noticed that they're already hearing us in Agbo. I am going to... My job is fill the heart of these people with the knowledge of God like the waters cover the seas and they will change. I don't care whether they believe or not. I know I have the spirit to make them change. Let them not be persuaded. The Nigerians who behave properly when they get to America, waiting to them. No, they enter the place, the spirit in the air tells them, oh boy, you know, I read Junction today. Zemeka and I went out. He said, see the Nigerians. So what did they have for front? Nothing. Nothing but indiscipline happened in front. Roundabout that you should know, give way to traffic on your left. Bang, 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 bang. Include the man that knows he can't go. He only succeeds in blocking everybody. He go put his stupid nose. Hi. I told him a story of one day. One evening, I think, yes, that day. Yeah, it was after my brother-in-law had left me alone to drive around in Houston. A big junction like this, I saw the traffic lights were faulty. So generally when they are faulty, they start blinking red, which is essentially a stop sign. If you know the number of crossings, I saw the volume. I said, all right, let's see what's going to happen. I finished what I was doing, came out, entered the road, and I was just watching. Houston is America's fourth largest city. Understand? So imagine the volume of traffic in a big junction with no traffic warning. The traffic lights were not working, just blinking red. Everyone blinked. That's what they call it. It's working as a stop sign. So each person will crawl up there, break for a second, wait for the person who got there before him or her to cross. Then when he senses that he's the next, he moves. And like that, there was no obstruction at that traffic point. I said, carry this thing, go Lagos. Nobody go reach house today till 3 a.m. Nobody. No guy. They ain't going nowhere. They're not going. You just see one mole, you just go, he's not just going to center. Boah, stop for there. And if there's no good mole, he start with go flat, then he will sit down there and call the mechanic from Okunano to come on the way to 9th mile. And especially to understand, I start jacking. They say, what happened? The axle break. Wait. Go to camp. They will forge a new one. Then all of us will wait. It's indiscipline in the heart. It's wickedness is in the heart. Are you getting what I want to say? But people will change. When those who God has built strong spirits in rise up and begin to change things. Believe me, Nigeria is good already. I've stopped praying for things that have been delivered to me. I just declare accordingly that I have them already. Goodness is already appearing. Are you getting my point? Mercy is already our portion. I will declare, those who rise up against me will not fall for nothing. If we speak what is right and you get up with a strong voice to speak against it, I will look at you and say, God, look at this man. I won't curse anybody. Say, Lord, look at this Alexander the ghost. Is it the silversmith, blacksmith? Coppersmith, one of those smithy things, yeah. He's doing me much great. He's doing much evil. But reward him according to his works. There are times men will sleep, they don't wake up next morning. They didn't drink poison. God just said, no, you are spoiling good works that have begun. Are you getting my point? Wait, what have I said today? I hope, I don't even know where I said from again. But I've ended it by saying that, there are people that create for God. They have a strong spirit that can override all the nonsense that exists on the earth. And that is the power of Christianity. That's what I'm going to say. Christianity is not about learning how to pray for a new shirt. Let me say this to you. Christianity is learning how to give God thanks when the shirt is not new. That's the most important thing. It's not just about praying for a new shirt. Christianity is that I have believed God for a new house. The old one I had, I got kicked out. First day outside on the streets, I still lift my hands and say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Then God said, this guy's spirit is strong. One day I will make him create homes for multitudes. That's how it works.